Proclamation number 3415 of 23rd of January, 1945. Motive of the suffering of time. Despite greatest earthly hardship, humanity does not find its way back to me, and this prompts me to let them continue to go through a hard school. For in a short time the earthly life which still gives them this opportunity will be over. People don't accept my admonitions. They don't hear my voice when I speak to them through suffering. They don't open the door of their heart which I knock on softly and louder. Their thoughts are only earthly minded. They only fear for their body and don't consider the hardship of their souls. And therefore I have to call even louder. I have to intensify the suffering even more in order to bring help to their souls. And therein you must look for the reason when a seemingly unbearable suffering befalls you humans. You must know that I am closer to you than ever, for your nature takes me. I take pity on your spiritual blindness and your obduracy, the consequences of which you cannot measure but which I can never ever turn away from you against your will. And therefore I try to change the will, for as soon as it only turns to me I can help people and grant them strength and help. And thus a time of adversity is approaching which will make the end time quite recognizable. And anyone who does not turn his gaze to me, who does not raise his hands to me in supplication, will be pressed to the ground by the great adversity and will no longer be able to rise. But anyone who remains united with me, who finds his way to me in adversity, will be guided through all suffering, and my love and grace will accompany him by making everything difficult bearable and giving him strength at all times. But your call must come from your heart. You must be able to believe in the depth of your heart that I am and that I can and want to help you. Only then will you acknowledge me. And only then can I noticeably give you strength and grace. I can take the suffering away from you and grant you earthly relief. But as long as you pass me by when I step into your path through my word, as long as you don't accept this word of mine as a gift of love from me, as long as you don't recognize my obvious working or merely speak my name without your heart being involved, you may not expect to experience better times either. For then your earthly life will pass by unsuccessfully for your souls, although your body would gratefully acknowledge the relief of life. But I remember the souls, for they are in great need. And since the body's distress is only short-lived, whereas the soul has to languish for eternities, I come to the soul's aid. Only when the human being no longer has earthly desires does he turn to his soul, that is, he mentally occupies himself with knowledge imparted to him, and he gives the soul the opportunity to ascend into the spiritual kingdom, and thus he seeks me and I let myself be found by him. I will bring my word close to him, and as soon as he faithfully accepts it, complies with it and thus lives a life of love, his soul will mature, he will establish contact with me and have drawn the right benefit from the adversity of the time, he will successfully strive upwards and spiritualize himself already on earth. Amen.